Okay. I went up and spoke to the judge about this, and she said to me that when she had Amber in court yesterday, she gave her every opportunity to avoid the jail. It almost seemed as though she wanted to do this. So this is something that I can't help you with. I know I did tell you that I don't think she's going to probably give her the full time, which I was assuming. But the judge even was like, do you want to wait until after the baby comes? You know, they have very good medical treatment for her in the jail. And the judge even asked her, is there any special conditions that we need to be made aware of? And Amber was like, no, I just want to go. So, I mean, I know you're not liking the sentence, but there's nothing I can do. You know, she'll have a nice, you know, long rest so that she can, you know, the baby will be good and, you know, her pregnancy will be good. She'll get fed there and she won't have to worry about, you know, anything. She will get, you know, care from a medical, you know, person while she's in jail, while she's incarcerated. And if that things change, she can write a letter to the judge. That's the best I can do for you. You being an outsider, you know, it's not your case, it's her. I really don't know what to tell you, sir. I don't. I mean, I got your message this morning.
Right.
When I had to go up to court, I went and talked to the judge about it. And she said that she opened up several doors to her, allowing her to get out of this if she wanted to. She was adamant that she wanted to do the jail time.
She gave her one option. She did say on stand, on the court, on the record, would you like to serve your time after the baby's born? That would be insane. I'm not a father. I don't have any kids. So she wants to separate mother and son from baby at birth. No, that doesn't make sense. So obviously she's going to say, no, I don't want to go after the baby's born. She wants to bond with the child and be there for the child. And
okay, well, I'm going to hang up.